I had a revelatory experience today. Once again, I've got a cup of tea. I can't seem to boo without a cup of tea if I'm using my mic. And I am using my studio mic a lot this weekend for audio boos, largely because it doesn't impinge on the battery of my phone, nor does it impinge on my data allowance, and it's quite pleasant to talk into. Anyway, yes, where was I? Revelatory moment. Those of you who don't follow me on Twitter, perhaps, or let me just try and think. If you're listening to this and you have never heard anything I do, I run a mailing list, which is something I've always wanted to do. And interest in my music has picked up quite a lot since I joined Twitter. And it really does prove what social networking can do if you just join and go with the flow and just exert your influence, but not too much. I'm quite staggered. How many more people I've come into contact with who are willing to listen to what I do is a really wonderful thing, and it's one of the things that I've really, really loved about this year. I've gone off the point slightly. So, I run a mailing list, and once every 2 weeks, I send out an email with any gigs that are in the pipeline. General music news, what I've been getting up to, whether I've managed to record anything or whether I'm any closer to finishing an album, which at the moment, no, I'm not anywhere near, but you know, thinking about it, which is what leads me to this. When I do this mail out, I tend to include some kind of little electronic gift. Whether it's, I think in the past it's been a photo or a recent demo of a song, or I think once I had a competition to see what time Next Door would start doing naughty things. Somebody guessed the right time and won an MP3. That was quite that was quite funny. Although, you know, I was morally, I'm not winning any high ground. anyway, yeah. And this weekend I thought to myself, I should make something specifically for the mailing list and give that out as a free gift. So I decided to record a song. I went for a cover. And I was just going to do it acoustically. So I just played the song acoustic. And then I thought, I could add a harmony in here. I'll add a harmony. And then I thought, well, some bass would really fill this out quite nicely. So I popped a bass track on there. And then a little piece on electric guitar I worked out. And then I'd finished. And before I knew it, I had essentially a full song, which had taken me no time at all to do. It really did take, I don't know, an hour or two, something like that, which in terms of recording a song is no time, because I recorded a song called Ether Halo recently and it took an entire day. And I thought to myself, if I could apply this kind of ethos to recording my own songs, which I'm just having trouble doing at the moment, I would be able to create a lot more, a lot quickly, and probably achieve what I'm hoping to achieve. And it's quite odd to do something little and incidental that you're going to give to people as a present and to make it that quickly. I need to start doing that for myself. Here endeth today's boo.